Beefheart. Pappy with a khaki sweatband, old bowed pot-bellied barnyard that only he noticed. The old fart was smart. These words were my calling card, used as defense against squares throughout northern New Jersey in the early years of the 1970s. Incanted while playing pinball, they sometimes piqued the interest of a teenaged hipster chick, lollygagging around the bowling alley. Spoken in the classroom or the dining hall or locker room, they were more a way of creating a bubble of madness to protect me from the goddamn normals who dogged my every sullen step, trying to impress me with words and gestures I could not understand. But the poetry of Captain Beefheart, at first even more than his music, got under my skin and laid eggs that have continuously erupted. I would never be fool enough to say I enjoyed all the Captain's bands, or records, or tours, but most of them were fine beyond belief, providing a glimpse of something so weird yet apparently sustainable that it was a balm to my soul, and also to the souls of the many other losers who I would come to enjoy and respect over the next decades of my life. Years that would have been far bleaker, perhaps even devoid of splendor, without the model he provided. So let this stand as a toast to the ghost most holio, imperfectly human, yet unblemished. As a saint to the disaffected youth who found sense and succor in his vision of things as they might be, and perhaps even as they truly were.
You know what I mean.
Good night, Don. Good night.